Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor John Ehlers.
One of the best bits of the Christmas season is the fact that we get to sing all those wonderful Christmas carols and hymns. We get to sing songs of joy and hope and peace. We can fill the cold, crisp air with the wonderful songs of Christmas. These uplifting melodies proclaim that our Savior has come to us to save us, and thus there is joy to the world. The infant King was born in David's royal city on that silent night. But these tunes of mirth should not cause surprise to us. When you read the first two chapters of the Gospel of St. Luke, you are immediately struck by all the singing that is going on. When Mary, the mother of our Lord, visits her relative Elizabeth, she breaks forth in song, a canticle, which has become known to us today as the Magnificat. "Tell out my soul," she proclaims as she extols and exalts God's mercy to her. Luke chapter 1 verses 46 through 55. Elizabeth's husband, the priest Zechariah, bursts forth with singing when his son, John, later to be known as John the Baptist, is born. Luke chapter 1 verses 65 to 79. And as we move into chapter 2, we see that while shepherds watched their flocks by night, a multitude of angels appeared to them, announcing that unto us a child is born. Jesus is the Christ, the Savior of lost humanity. The shepherds heard the good news as, hark, the herald angels sang that there is glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased. Luke chapter 2 verse 14. Once they had heard this message of hope announced by the angels from the realms of glory, the shepherds hurried to the little town of Bethlehem to discover that gentle Mary had lovingly placed her newborn son away in a manger. There was no need to ask, "What child is this?" They knew it was Jesus, the promised Savior. Their prayers, O come, Emmanuel," had been answered. Luke chapter 2 verses 15 through 20. 40 days after his birth, when Jesus was being presented in the temple in Jerusalem, an old man named Simeon took the child in his arms and began to sing. Luke chapter 2 verses 29 to 32. His song, now known as the Nunc Dimittis, is part of the Church's liturgy to this day. Singing great anthems of praise and adoration at Christmas should not surprise us. It's always been that way. God's Son has come to us to save us, to be God with us. So how could we not sing and give thanks? O come, all you faithful, join in the singing this Christmas. Christ is here for you. Let us pray. O God, to whom glory is sung in the highest, while on earth peace is proclaimed to men of goodwill, grant that goodwill to us, your servants, and cleanse us from all of our sins, and give perpetual peace to us and to all people through your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be and remain with you always. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.